Secretary of State Colin Powell, during his stop today at NATO headquarters in Brussels, predicted there will be an international peacekeeping force soon in Afghanistan. But many questions remain about the mandate and command structure. The U.S. had been backing away from the idea of an international force, worried that outside troops could interfere with the U.S. military operation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has a report.
The Afghan parties that met in Bonn agreed on an international security force, initially just for the capital, Kabul. Secretary Powell says he's been talking with nations willing to send troops about the mandate and the command structure of such a force. Powell says he's been impressed by the offers from countries including Britain, Germany, and Turkey.
There will be no shortage of troops. Getting the right mix and determining the leadership of this force has yet to be sorted out. For the foreseeable future, General Tommy Franks, our commander, the CENTCOM commander, will command all of the coalition forces that are in the theater because he still has a mission of going after Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and Osama bin Laden.
And the Pentagon clearly doesn't want any interference. There is some time pressure. An interim Afghan administration is expected to move into Kabul by December 22nd. Powell doubts a multinational force could be put in place by that time.
22nd isn't that far away, and you just don't beam people in. There's quite a process required to identify units, get them ready to go, and then actually move them into the theater.
That was also the message another top diplomat, Richard Haass, took to Capitol Hill today. The director of the State Department's Office of Policy Planning told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that the ultimate goal is to put Afghans in charge of their own security. Haass admits that, too, will take time.
What we therefore need is a gap filler, essentially between where we are now and when a pan-Afghan force could assume the role of security in Afghanistan.
He says it would not be a United Nations force, but does need UN endorsement. The UN Security Council has put off a decision on a multinational force as diplomats debate its mandate. Richard Haass is making clear that the United States would play a limited role, though it will stay involved in the reconstruction of Afghanistan.
It's the typical Goldilocks case. We want to do enough, but not too much. We want to do enough to basically realize our goals in Afghanistan, to put it crudely, so we don't have to do what we've just done again in several years. On the other hand, we won't want to get involved in the sort of intrusive nation building, which would be resented by Afghans, or resisted by them ultimately. And we should not get involved in activities to the exclusion of other members of the international community.
Some countries were angry the United States delayed the deployment of a security force, but Haass says an interim administration was needed first. Now he warns any international troops will have to go in with their eyes wide open and will likely deal with lawlessness and pockets of Taliban opposition. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.